Good Chavez. So for today's holy podcast, we're going to learn about holy yearning and holy words. Rabbi Nachman teaches us, and Zivi Ritchie's wonderful sefer, Rabbi Nachman says, what is holiness? Holiness depends on how much you're yearning for something. You see, imagine I meet a poor man and I give him a nickel. Or nowadays like a quarter, let's say. That's a sweet act. A good act. But the thing is, while I'm giving him that nickel, how much am I yearning to give him something? That's how holy the act is. If I'm not yearning for it, it's not the same act. If while I'm praying, I want so much to pray, Gevalt, that's holy. But not if, while I'm praying, I'm saying, I'm already praying. Then that's it. You're done. But if I'm yearning for praying while I'm praying, or doing any mitzvah, that yearning makes it so holy. Gevalt. You can just imagine the difference between just stop giving someone a nickel versus yearning to give him that nickel. So our blessing number one is that we should yearn for whatever the next mitzvah that we do today. Once we're talking about holy yearning, let's talk about holy words. Rabbi Nachman says, what's a holy word? A holy word is if with every word I utter, I'm completely, completely given to that word. What does it mean to be given to a word? It's like I'm giving birth to the word. Even deeper than that, Gevalt, I'm completely one with the word. So I've got to yearn for it, and I've got to give myself, be completely one with the word. This reminds me of Jewish meditation, where he says, breathe and really let the words of tefillah become a part of who you are. Imagine it leaving from you and just becoming a part of you. One final teaching from Rosh Shlomo Katz's Sefer, Evan Shlomo, page 48. He says, the holiest thing in the world is words. There are words which are connected to the roots of my soul, and then there are words which I just utter. So what I have to do is not to prepare my words, but rather I have to prepare my heart. I have to be on the level that everything I will utter will come from the deepest depth of my heart. If I prepare my heart, then my words will come from a deep, deep place inside, and it'll be totally different words. So let's review. Lesson number one is we've got to yearn for our mitzvahs. Lesson two is we've got to really make sure every word we're mamish one with the word. We're giving birth to the word. And number three, because we've got to prepare our hearts so the words come from the depth of our being. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos. I bless all of us that every word we say in tefillah and every word we say to each other should come from the deepest depth of who we are.